Good evening and welcome to GBAP Live. Our broadcast is heard every Thursday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 p.m. right here on www.radio1400.am. Our guests today are Benny Saldano and Rashira Graham, and they're going to be talking with us a little bit about homelessness and their project called Home Harmony of My Existence. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And we are here every Thursday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. here on www.radio1400.am. Again, we're coming to you from GBAP, the Greater Bridgeport Area Prevention Program, where we have an array of services, community services, HIV/AIDS, prevention and care, awareness, healthy sexuality. We have medical case management. We have holistic trauma-informed approaches regarding personal growth and development, and we have housing and supporting services, teen fathers programs. Those are just some of the services that we provide at GBAP. And so today with me, my Lisa Anderson, who is hosting the program with me, and our guests are Mr. Benjamin Saldano and Ms. Rashira Graham, and they're from the Home Harmony of My Existence. That's a project that they're working on or they're involved in. So welcome to GBAP Live.
Thank you. Awesome.
So we are going to learn a little bit more about what you do. And it's called Home and the existence of it. How did it start? And how is it affecting our community?
So essentially, I think Home for me was a branch off project of everything that I've endured in my lifetime this far. I'm only 23 years old, but I guess it all started back when I was formerly homeless with my family. When I was in high school, we faced housing instability, and it was on an ongoing basis, and that kind of was foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about homelessness within the community among younger people, it's stigmatized. It's
right.
Oh, you know, you're that person living under a bridge, or
right.
You know, you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not everything that it's said to be. So
right.
I had no idea what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
We did that for over a year, you know, and it was tough. But thankfully, a lot of people face homelessness alone. But I was with my family, so it was a bit easier of a pill to swallow because I had more support behind me.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all started. I work for GBAP part-time at the Housing and Supportive Services
mm-hmm.
section. And that's when I started doing direct work. You know, being formerly homeless, I used what I went through to kickstart everything that I'm going to do.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I started working at GBAP, helping other people. From my experiences, I've been able to provide adequate services to people who have been through what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And then following GBAP, I remember just thinking about, what is it that I want to do next? What do I want to do next with, you know, this platform and these experiences? And so my thought was, I want to develop a project where I can continue to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I had a logo for over a year, right? It's a little cute house, and it says the letter, it's H-O-M-E. It's really cute. Show you later. But I had that for over a year, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? What does this mean to me, right? I knew I wanted
mm-hmm.
it to be harmony of my existence, and I knew it meant home. But what exactly was it, what I was going to do with that platform? One night, I was just thinking and pondering the whole night, and then I go, oh, I'm just going to make a support group
mm-hmm.
for people who go through things that I've been through and are
mm-hmm.
going through things that I'm going through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because you've overcome one part of your obstacle doesn't mean there aren't many more to come.
Right.
And so
right.
I overcame homelessness, but there's a lot more I got to overcome my lifetime, and I'm
mm-hmm.
only maybe halfway through. Right?
So let me just ask you, from your lived experience at an early age of homelessness, and that passion, it kind of drives that passion in you, where you even created something before it became a reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you had the logo, but you know you had to do something to do with it. And so you kind of moved in the area of housing in your work at GBAP, right? So that kind of lined you up for where to go next. And as you do that because of what you went through, that kind of drives you, as I was listening to you, kind of drives you to that place, even though you had it, it's up here, but it becomes more reality for you, right?
Exactly. Right? And for me, it was like, home doesn't always mean a habitation to people, right?
Right.
Formerly homeless people, especially homeless young people, we're so smart. You know, we've been through so many trial-based things in our lives at a young age. We have no choice but to be creative, right? Mm-hmm. We have to figure out where to stay.
Right.
We don't have anywhere to go.
Right.
But home became more than just a place to live for me.
Right.
Because my home is in my mind.
Mm.
I was always safe there. All my most amazing dreams and aspirations lived there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I made the project, it was about what exactly do you consider home?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the physical place you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go when you feel safe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where in you does that live? And that's kind of what the whole goal of the project is at this point, to help people identify that.
Right. So let me just ask Rashirat, can you jump in to how this, your experience, how does it fall into this?
I was actually homeless during all 4 years of high school. I am only 24, so it seems not that long ago,
mm-hmm.
but for me it feels like long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was myself, my mother, and my siblings, and it was hard because during that time of us being homeless, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She lost her job because of it, and because she was the only parent in our home and the only one having the income,
mm-hmm.
we lost our home.
Wow.
And it was difficult because being in high school and just like experiencing that, like all your belongings when you come home are outside and like you can't go back in your home, you don't know what's happening, all you see is like your mom crying and just trying to figure things out, and it was very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like by the grace of God I was able to finish high school. And even though we were in different shelters and trying to find places to go when other shelters were full, it was like my siblings and I stayed, you know, focused with school, and we all end up graduating high school as well. And it was just very difficult. I just felt like I was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I was a very like go-getter type of person, teen at the time, and I felt because I was scared that people were going to find out about my situation and make fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
So all the clubs and stuff that I were a part of, I started to like fall back and just really like stay to myself. Cause like I mentioned, like
isolation.
I was very scared that like somebody was going to find out and like just start, you know, you're in high school, you're going to start rumors about you and everything. And I was very afraid of that. But, I overcame that, and I'm glad I continued to press forward in high school, and I didn't let my situation determine my future.
Right.
And that's what I'm all about, because I don't want a current situation to determine your future. And that's what
right.
I live by, because I'm only 24, and I've written 2 books. I started my own business. I'm mentoring and everything. And you wouldn't think someone who experienced homelessness for 4 to 5 years would ever do that.
Right.
You would
right.
think, like, I have a job. I have my own home now. Like, I'm doing really good for someone who experienced homelessness the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be the voice. I want to be an advocate for those, the youth who are homeless, and to show them that, you know, just because you're in this current situation is not your final destination.
Right, right.
So that's what I'm all about. And I'm glad that Ben asked me to be a part of his home project. And it's really, I just love it. I love all that home stands for. I love how I can share my testimony with those who join. And just, I'm big on goal setting. So I've been, you know, teaching others how to set their goals and effectively accomplish them. And mm-hmm. I'm just glad to be a part of it. I'm glad that my testimony is being shared and inspiring others.
Yeah, I'm excited. We are excited that you have overcome some of the hurdles and the obstacles. Because if we could, like Ben said, you said home is in here. Right, so it forces you to be creative. It forces you to think outside the box, because you don't want to live here. You don't want to live out there. It's all here. Mm-hmm. I know what I want, and so homelessness is a cry for a whole lot of people, youth, right? Because they don't have anywhere to turn, and that creative mind is turned off a lot of times with them, because they don't know what else to do. They can't see beyond this. That I don't have a physical home. Yeah. And I think that having it in your mind kind of drives you to where you want to go. So to talk a little bit more about that.
So, to the point of Rashir and I, we are blessed to be able to have that innovative, I call it the innovative gene.
It is. You know, it is.
Because not everyone possesses it.
Right.
Especially in the moment, right? When you're going through homelessness and you're experiencing this nightmare, you may not want to sit there and be creative. You don't want to think about anything except what you're going through.
Right,
in that moment.
Right.
But luckily for us, at least, we were able to be innovative the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're past that hurdle, we're able to create spaces to make other people innovative.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so we are just hopeful to continue to do so and to continue to, you know, inspire other people to be creative and to be, you know, go-getters like we are now.
Mm-hmm. And that's exciting for me to hear, because then you're always like a role model for those high schoolers or middle mm-hmm. schoolers who are living in that place of homelessness. And as you continue to lead this charge of helping and inviting people in and sharing your innovative ideas, we just want to hear more, a little bit more after we come back from this break, that what it is that you're doing in the community that can help our young people. You're tuned in to GBAP Live. We're right here on www.radio1400.am. We will be right back.
According to the CDC, COVID-19 can be spread by people who do not have symptoms and do not know that they are infected. That's why it is important for everyone to wear facial coverings in public places and practice social distancing. Facial covering is now a state and local requirement. It is also important to know that facial covering should not be worn by children younger than 2 years old, anyone who has trouble breathing, anyone who is unconscious, incapacitated, or otherwise unable to remove facial covering without assistance. For more information, visit GBAP's Instagram page at GBAPHIVDEPT or call 203-366-8255 and visit www.ct.gov/coronavirus. Cover up and save lives.
Here we are again on Radio 1400.am with our host, Benjamin Soldano and Rashira Graham, and they're from Home, which is a harmony of my existence. And so we've talked a lot about where you come from. Where are we heading? What's next?
For me, like I mentioned earlier, I'm big on setting goals for myself. So I have been not procrastinating, but really praying on next steps. And I really want to open up my own housing for homeless youth. And I really want to take my life coaching and put the both together. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I am the person that I needed when I was going through being homeless. And I just want to be that person for the youth out there now and in the future. Because unfortunately, when you think about it, it makes me sad. But homelessness, I feel like, is never going to end.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that's just going to be there year after year after year. And it's sad that to think that that children and families will be continuing to go through this. Mm-hmm. But I do want to own my own home where I can invite families and children and just really focus on helping them, you know, overcome homelessness and still be able to graduate the eighth grade or graduate high school and get to college, and even if they want to own their own business one day, help mm-hmm. be that guide to for them to accomplish their goals. So that's my main goal.
And that's awesome, because you, where you come from, you've never want to see somebody travel in that same space.
Exactly.
Right? The stress it puts on mm-hmm. your parents,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, to see that they made sure that you were okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even through each passing day, that you don't know where you're going to eat. You didn't know where the next meal was coming, but your mom knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes as that person, your strength developed, you develop strength from that.
Yes.
You seeing that, even what she was going through physically, but she still carried on and she still did what she needed to do for her children,
yes.
right? And so that helps you to build strength and to see where you want to go and what you want to do. I just pray that you continue in that path.
Thank you.
That, you know, that will become a reality for you,
yes.
because
yes.
your heart is in it, right? It's not
yes.
just something you see, it's what you've been through, it's lived mm-hmm. experience. And what nothing is better said. You can't teach what you don't know,
mm-hmm.
right? You can't lead where you haven't been. And so that's the place that you needed to be to help those who are coming behind you.
Yeah.
So what's next for you?
just like Rashira, I think a lot of us folks with lived experiences really hope to create the programming that we would love or would have loved to have been a part of when
mm-hmm.
we were experiencing homelessness. I know one of my goals is to take the existing Harmony of My Existing project and turn it into a bunch of different things. Right now I'm working on a product line to go with the home project. So we have the support group. There's going to be some products you can use to make yourself feel better. And then down the line, my goal is to open maybe a transitional program, you know, under home. Like, for example, Apple, they have iPhones, headphones, chargers,
right,
all
right,
this stuff.
Right.
I'm trying to be like that, you
yeah.
know? So that's my goal.
Innovative.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I ain't playing. Mm-hmm. I might put out a cell phone, too. I just pray that I continue to be, you know, as inspired as I have been lately.
Mm-hmm.
And Rashira and I are actually really good friends. Surprise.
Yeah.
And... she's one of the people, which is another point, support is so vital in this entire process.
Mm-hmm.
Even after, you know, it's maintenance. Once you get through it, you want to continue to be supported and, you know, have people in your corner that know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes it a lot easier to digest.
It really does.
And talk about,
when
right?
When you work together on the same page,
mm-hmm.
because you've been at the same place,
exactly.
it makes it easy for you to tread that path
yeah.
to
right.
get to your destination.
So I'm really grateful for that kind of, for those connections, you
right.
know, and these platforms that
mm-hmm.
folks like you are giving us, you know,
yeah.
to share the testimonies, to share, you know, the really important opinions that people really need to hear
mm-hmm.
in order to make effective changes happen within our communities, because that's vital right now.
It
that's
sure
so
is.
Important.
It sure is. And a lot of times we never know who's homeless, because as you talked about, the stigma and the shame that
mm-hmm.
may come with homelessness, right?
Yeah.
And so you'll never hear kids saying, I'm homeless,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
right? Because your parents will, I watched a movie and the parents would also coach her daughter, do not, you know,
mm-hmm.
share where you live, right? And so that's the story we know that
mm-hmm.
we cannot because of what may come with it.
On top of that, folks like Rashira and I, we obviously experience homelessness with our families, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many young people that experience homelessness alone.
Oh, yeah.
So to your point, you know, a lot of people have the coaching and the support, like I said, but a lot of people don't. So we, I was actually on a webinar recently talking to people about the importance of creating environments that people feel naturally comfortable in,
mm-hmm.
where they can talk about anything where they don't feel like there's a repercussion or anything of that nature. Because in the school system specifically, we don't have a lot of programming that caters to young people experiencing mm-hmm. homelessness mm-hmm. or abuse.
Right.
You have to say something or nothing will be done. Mm-hmm. So we have to work on creating spaces where young people can actually speak up and feel comfortable doing so without any, you know, fear.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the school doesn't always make it better for you, because next thing they know, we're in our social service agencies, mm-hmm. and that's where you end up, which makes your life a lot more complicated.
Yes.
Right? And so parents will protect us to that point. Mm-hmm. So I know you talked a little bit about products. Is that regarding self-care? I know you talked a little bit about, as we're winding down, just to talk a little bit about mm-hmm. the webinars and how people can get into connection with you, and how you can be a coach for young ladies or young men as to who are going through this type of situation.
So for me, the Home Project is all about self-care in whatever fashion or capacity that is for you, right? Whether it's talking in a group or using one of my amazing soaps that are going to be coming out soon. whatever the case is, whatever works for you, works for me, kind of thing. To actually access our support group, there's a Facebook page. It's called mm-hmm. Harmony of My Existence. You'll see that cute logo I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I post all of the Zoom meeting links, all of the like raffles, all that kind of fun stuff is available right on the Facebook page. And we're also on Instagram as Harmony of My Existence.
For me, you can reach me. I'm on Facebook as well. I am Rashira Graham. And then I'm also on Instagram as well. And that username is I_am Rashira Graham.
So talk a little bit, a few minutes about the book, your author, being an author.
Being an author. It's so fun. I actually published my first book, Worth More Than Rubies, 31 Day Affirmation Journal, last year. And that is basically my journal. It has all the affirmations that I use to, you know, make myself happy and just lift me up during some of my most hard times in my life, which was being homeless. And I use those affirmations not only for myself but for my family during mm-hmm. those times. And I just bottle them up in the journal, and I just use that as a way to help others as well lift their self up. And just, if you need a little pick me up, you can say the affirmation and just really make you start to feel good and mm-hmm. lift you up. And I recently, well, not really recently, but earlier this year, I published my second book, which is I Beat the Odds, From Homelessness to Dominating Life.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is basically about my journey of being homeless and how I overcame and what I'm doing now. And yeah.
All right. And those can be, you could get those at
IamRashiraGraham.com.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm sure we'll hear more about you on Facebook, because I'm going to look that up and
yes.
I'm going to kind of share that. And so people who are in this situation of homelessness can find a place where they can find themselves.
Definitely.
Right? And I know you'll be good coaches and support for those young people who are going through homelessness.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. You've been tuned in to GBAP Live. Again, we had Benjamin Saldano and Rashira Graham with us today in Harmony of My Existence. And that's their project that they're working on. Again, you can reach them on Facebook as they continue to lend their services in the areas of coaching and supportive services. Thank you so much. On behalf of Ms. Lisa Anderson, I am Jean Brown, and you are tuned in to GBAP Live.